Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have 9 lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know the afternoon, the evening, damn it, the whole week, it seems like, has been all about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. We found out this afternoon that he's been banned for Michigan's final 3 games of the season. He'll be able to coach throughout the course of the week, but not available on the sidelines. And this comes down on a Friday afternoon as Michigan steps off of its plane to go ahead and take on Penn State, with a little legal action or ramifications. Well, possibly that might be the case. To talk about it all right now, we're being joined by senior writer from The Athletic, covers all things college football. It's Chris Vanini. Chris, thank you for taking time on this busy evening to join us here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. So I guess we know about the suspension. We all heard about the timing of it. And my understanding now is that there has now been a temporary restraining order that's been filed. What is really the latest? Is there any possibility to see Harbaugh on the sidelines tomorrow against Penn State?
Yes, it's possible. I mean, we might know later tonight, possibly. Yeah, as Michigan threatened to do, they have submitted a restraining order to get an injunction against the Big Ten to stop its suspension of Harbaugh. We don't know when that could be ruled upon, but that could get him back on the sideline. But otherwise, he's suspended for 3 games.
Chris Vanini joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Obviously, the timing of this seemed to be on purpose to try to prevent any additional legal action. What are your thoughts on the timing that the Big Ten decided to hand out this punishment?
I don't think that was the case. You know, in the letter and the documents that the Big Ten put out today, it said Michigan had requested an extension earlier this week from the 7th to the 8th. That pushed it back. Sounded like Michigan was also late in getting some stuff to the Big Ten. So I don't think the Big Ten was doing it this time on purpose. I don't think they wanted it to happen when Jim Harbaugh is on the plane and the Michigan team is on the plane. There's a lot of lawyers involved, and it seemed like they needed a bit more time to kind of get everything together. So as far as conspiracies go, I don't think that was part of it.
If Jim Harbaugh is not on the sidelines tomorrow for Michigan, how do they plan to lead the team?
Well, they'll do what they did earlier in the season. Jim Harbaugh didn't coach the first 3 games of the regular season because he had a self-imposed suspension by Michigan over alleged recruiting violations. So you'd probably turn to, and they had, I think, 4 different interim head coaches during those 3 games. Each of the coordinators and two other assistant coaches each had a half. So I guess it's either Jesse Minto, the defense coordinator, Sharon Moore, the offensive coordinator. One of those two probably takes over head coaching duties if Jim Harbaugh is not there.
Well, as we look towards tomorrow's game, and then obviously there's Maryland, Ohio State, another one, potentially the college football playoff, what impact do you believe, if any, this can have, or can this have, on Michigan's standing as one of the top 4 teams?
I don't really know if it'll have much of an effect because he's still allowed to be with the team all week. He's still allowed to game plan, coach practice, all those other things. I personally think Michigan's going to handle Penn State with ease tomorrow. They won't have any issues with Maryland. And so then it just comes down to the Ohio State game. And is Jim Harbaugh is Jim Harbaugh on the sideline the difference between winning and losing against Ohio State? Possibly. But, you know, in terms of that's ultimately where it goes. It's what the Ohio State game is. We'll see if Penn State has a chance tomorrow. I personally think it won't be. But, you know, Michigan's been through this before.
Chris Vanini is joining us, senior writer for The Athletic here on CBS Sports Radio. There's been a lot of a conversation about what's permissible. You know, is it okay for other teams to share information versus scouting opponents in person at games beforehand? What do you think about this rule that has been enacted since 1994? Are we now soon to see the end of it through this whole nonsense?
I don't think so. You know, a couple of years ago, it was up for discussion. They discussed the possibility of rescinding it on the idea that, hey, everybody can just get signals from the game tape anyway, and we don't know how advantageous it is. But the Division I Council said no. They kept the rule in place. They didn't make any determinations over how valuable it was. I talked to somebody in the council who said they were concerned that if they allow it, then everybody's going to have an entire, you know, in-season scouting team that's going to be going to games all year, and they didn't want to open up that box. So I don't think that's going to change. However, we are getting helmet communication, wristband communication, sideline tablets. That is coming in bowl games. Teams, if both teams agree to it, they can use it and test it out in bowl games. If that whole experiment goes well, possible it could be included full-time next season. Now, that's not because of Michigan. They actually approved this in the summer. It's kind of a coincidence. But we could get some changes on that front.
Now, I was just going to ask you, Chris, about the technology helping to move things forward. Chris Vanini here joining us from The Athletic. We are hearing a lot about Tony Petitti trying to throw his weight around to kind of set a standard for who he is and what he's going to do here in the Big Ten. What do you think about the influence or the idea that a lot of the other teams, the Rutgers and Ohio States, have kind of pushed towards this and he's cowered towards it?
You know, it's his first major thing he has to deal with as commissioner, and he has to set a tone. And the Big Ten made its case in the letter it sent to Michigan that, you know, you may think that, hey, everybody else is pressuring us to suspend you. Well, if we don't do anything, then it's going to look like favoritism, you know, and we can't have that either. So commissioners always have to weigh this. I talked to a couple commissioners yesterday at the CFP meeting. It was like, hey, how do you handle discipline within your conference? Like there's a lot of things you got to work with, because the commissioner ultimately works for the president. The commissioner is not all powerful in that sense. So it makes sense that Tony Petitti would want to hear the other teams out. You probably want to hear, hey, how impactful is this if someone is stealing your signs? And I'm sure the schools would say, hey, it's the biggest deal in the world. You know, they have a vested interest in Michigan being punished. But nothing in the Big Ten's letter and the case that it made felt that it had anything to do with that. I mean, it seemed like they had a pretty clear documented case of what Connor Stallions was doing.
Chris, final question here for you. Knowing that Harbaugh's been in and out, interviews in the NFL, et cetera, says he's committed, is not committed, what do you think about his future in Michigan? Are we going to be seeing him for the last few games this season?
Hard to say. You know, he was in discussions with the school for a big contract extension that went on pause when this whole thing came up, but then it was unpaused. And now you hear that they're working on it again, and perhaps he gets it. So it's hard to say. If he gets that big extension, you got to see what the buyout is. And the other part is the NFL has to want you too. You know, I know Harbaugh's flirted with the NFL the last few years, but nobody was really interested in interviewing him last year. You know, like the Raiders, who are open, they didn't interview him 2 years ago. So it's kind of a two-way street. It's hard to say. You can never really predict what Jim Harbaugh is going to do.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Well, Chris, thank you for taking the time for enlightening us on the latest here. Where can people follow you and your work on the college football side with The Athletic?
Yeah, just theathletic.com. We've got a bunch of stuff up there as the news continues to evolve.
Yeah, it's rolling in by the hour. So we legitimately might move up to the hour and the minute where I may wake up in the morning and not know whether or not he's coaching.
It's possible.
Wild stuff. Well, listen, Chris, thank you so much. All the best to you in covering this interesting story. Thank you for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. That Chris Vanini, senior writer, covering all things college football at The Athletic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.